This is live in Studio C on Classical 91.1 Nashville Public Radio. I'm Nina Cardona, sitting in for Will Griffin today, and we've got a great treat for you today. Usually on Live in Studio C, we hear some of the great chamber musicians from right here in our own community. Today, we've got a visiting artist from Wales. Benjamin Crichton Griffiths has been playing the harp for years and years now, winning competitions all over the world, even though he's only 21 years old. He's won his first international contest when he was 7. And Ben, I was asking you a little earlier about when you started, and you basically said you barely remember a day when you didn't play the harp.
So I started the harp when I was 4. I started the piano first, actually, when I was 3. And I've been playing ever since, so I don't really remember too much from before. It's always been sort of music since then. So.
Well, let's just go ahead and hear what a lifetime of playing this instrument can sound like at such a young age already. Music of Claude Debussy, Arabesque. Thank you.
beautiful.
Claude Debussy's Arabesque, performed by Benjamin Crichton Griffiths on harp here, live in Studio C at Nashville Public Radio. And of course, one of the great classical pieces for the harp that just lets the instrument really sing beautifully. But of course, one of the countries we most associate with the harp is Wales, your home.
Yeah, definitely.
What a rich tradition there is for that instrument in Wales.
Yeah, we've got an awful lot of harpists. I'm from Cardiff, which is the capital of Wales, down in the south. So it is quite busy down there, and we have lots going on with sort of music in general. But we've got a lot of harpists down where I am. We got the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama, and they've got a great harp department there. And we have a lot of classical harpists who play a lot of European music as well. But then we've got the traditional Welsh repertoire. We've actually got our own harp, the Welsh triple harp. I don't know if it's something you've heard of, but for anyone who hasn't, it's instead of having one row of strings like a normal harp, it has three.
Wow.
And you have to use your little finger to get into the middle for the middle row, which is it's a real challenge. I don't really play it. There's a few people who are really dedicated to that particular instrument and that style, and they travel around the world showing off sort of the Welsh traditional harp. And it's basically a whole other instrument to itself. But I mostly play the what's known as the concert harp or the pedal harp. But I started on a lever harp originally, which is much smaller, because obviously like harp's pretty big, and I couldn't manage one when I was four. So I just had a little lever harp instead. So loads of harpists doing loads of different things. So.
And I understand the harp, there's a lot of connection with your family and loved ones as well.
So my mother, she's actually a flautist, but she has or had a flute and harp duo with my godmother. So that's the connection to the harp. And when I was born and when I was younger, they were doing a lot of, they were pretty much doing like a performance a week. So they were really busy, as well as obviously her teaching and orchestral stuff. And I preferred the harp because of a particular piece that my godmother was learning, written by an American jazz harpist, actually, or pop harpist, Deborah Henson Conant. And she's nuts, like in a good way, but the stuff she does is incredible. It's so diverse and different. And it was that particular piece, New Blues, that I really wanted to play. And that's why I started learning, why I wanted really to learn the harp. And then my dad's a music publisher who specializes in harp music. He's not a musician at all. He can't play a note. but he's really good on the business side of things, and he runs his company, and prints, sells, and distributes music all around the world. So we're all in the business and to do with the business. So.
Well, you've got a traditional Welsh piece as well that you wanted to play.
Yeah, I have. So this is an interesting piece. It's called Le Soir, which is that's French for the evening. But it was written by a Welsh guy, John Thomas, 1826, he was born, died in 1913. And he's really important. Harpists will know who he is because he's very famous for harp music. But outside of that, he's not so well known. And he wrote and arranged loads of pieces for the harp, a lot of Welsh melodies. And he was the harpist for Queen Victoria for her reign. And afterwards he had the position of Pencaird Gwalia, which is Welsh for chief musician of Wales. So he was a really an ambassador for the country. So this is Le Soir by John Thomas. Thank you.
Charming piece, Le Soir, by John Thomas. Some great Welsh harp music there, performed by Benjamin Crichton Griffiths, live in Studio C on Classical 91.1. So for our listeners to understand, Ben is here just briefly in town on his way up to Louisville, Kentucky, with folks from the Harp School, who you've heard a number of times on Live in Studio C, for the Summer Harp Academy that's happening up there. Middle Tennessee native Parker Ramsey will also be up there. Parker, who, of course, went off to England to study for a number of years and is now working and playing in New York. If you are listening to this live on Tuesday, sorry to the folks listening to the Thursday rebroadcast, but Tuesday this afternoon at 3:30 will be a very special story time with Carol McClure from the Harp School and Ben playing at the Bibb White Bluff Civic Center. Lovely story time for kids to let them have this exposure to really fine musicianship. But the, one of the main events as well that brought you to the United States for this visit, as I understand, is the festival you just finished up in New Orleans, the Jazz and
Yeah, the so festival. it was the Jazz and Pop Harp weekend in New Orleans, organized by a lady called Patrice Fisher. And I think this is the seventh time that they've run it, and they have a different faculty each time. And so that was really fun. I was there through from Friday through Sunday. Some teaching and some courses, and some performances, some jam sessions, a nice mix of things, really. And that was great fun, and New Orleans is awesome. So I really enjoyed myself there.
Absolutely. And that's something that might be surprising to some people, that, I mean, we associate, of course, the harp with this lovely traditional music and classical music and orchestral music, and you play that. I mean, clearly, you just played several pieces for us.
Yeah, the harp's sort of, a lot of people put the harp in like a box, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, the harp, you see it at weddings, and then right. you see it in sort of the orchestra, and that's a harp. And people like it. Like, people come up all the time when you're playing and say, oh, I love the harp, I've always liked the sound, like the how it looks and the music it plays and whatever. But they're thinking of the harp that you've got at a wedding or in the orchestra or whatever like that. So it sometimes surprises people to see the harp doing other things, like even doing concertos at the front of an orchestra. You know, the harp can be just as impressive as a piano or a violin. And then I do some completely different stuff. I'm more a jazz musician than a classical musician these days. And I do it on the harp primarily. And I have, at home I've got an electric harp, so I do a lot of work with electronics and synthesizers, looping. And some really sort of modern fusion music, 80s funk, traditional jazz, like a big mix of different things. So that's what I really enjoy doing at the moment more than anything else. But I still have a number of orchestras that I play with, both chamber and symphony. I still do sort of normal events. I say normal, like normal harp stuff, you know?
Right.
So it's quite fun because I get to do a mix of things, and I get to teach in both disciplines as well, which is good. I like to be doing different things. I get bored doing the same thing. So
well, I can understand that. So you're about to give us something a little different from what we've been hearing then.
Yeah, so I'm going to play for you a ballad called Time on My Hands. It's not a particularly well-known one, but it was played by the great guitarist Django Reinhardt. This is Time on My Hands. Thank you.
Oh, lovely. Time on my hands. A little bit of gypsy jazz played on harp by Ben Crichton Griffiths here on Live in Studio C on Classical 91.1. I feel like I was hearing multiple musicians take their solos there.
Yeah, I always try and, especially with the non-classical stuff, my aim is for people listening to not just hear a harp. Mm-hmm. At least hear something more than just a harp. So to hear a bit of the bass, a bit of a guitar or violin or something, whatever it is, depending on the style. And yeah, that's sort of the idea, to, you know, give people something a bit different to the harp in the box sort of thing. So yeah.
You must be finding just all the different voices that the instrument has to offer, more than I had realized were there.
Yeah, it's one of the most versatile instruments out there, actually. There's so many different things you can do with it. I mean, one of the things, the simplest things that I do is I play a lot closer to the soundboard. So usually with the harp, you play sort of halfway up on the strings or a third of the way up. But I play right down at the bottom. So instead of this, you kind of get, sounds like a guitar. And that, it really helps the sound for the style. And also the biggest single problem with the harp in, well, one of the biggest problems with the harp in jazz is the sound just goes on and on. With the strings, unless you stop them. So when you play lower down, you kind of lose some of that extra sound, so you can do the chord changes and things and you don't get background noise and whatever. So but yeah, the harp is amazingly versatile, more than people think. So that's why it's not just myself, but other people, like the other teachers and performers at the Jazz and Pop Harp Weekend I just did, everyone's really trying to, you know, show the harp in a different sort of light, and that people can enjoy it more than one way. And hopefully people do, because it's got an awful lot more to offer than a lot of people think. So, yeah.
Now, you're headed in a couple of weeks to Hong Kong for the International Harp Congress.
The World Harp Congress is probably the biggest harp event sort of in the calendar. Happens every 3 years and moves around the world. So it was in Sydney. The time before, I went to the one in Vancouver in 2011, and I went to the one in Amsterdam in 2008. And the cool thing is it's Hong Kong now, and in 3 years' time, it's actually in Cardiff. So we're really, in Wales, we're really making a big point of sending as many musicians as we can to it. So I've got one concert there, like a late night jazz thing in the bar. And then I'll also be helping out my dad, because he'll be exhibiting there. And then I'm also playing in the handover concert with Katrin Finch at the end of the festival, sort of when they give it to Cardiff to host in 2020. So it's really exciting that it's coming, actually, because we get hundreds, if not sometimes thousands, of delegates from all over the world. And it's amazing there, because like I was talking about the sort of how versatile the harp is, you will hear and see sort of harps that people don't know existed. So it's not just, you know, the Welsh triple harps, the Paraguayan harp, the Chinese have their own harp. All the African nations have their own sort of harps and equivalent, and it's fantastic hearing and meeting other musicians who do things that are completely different. And it's it's great fun, actually. It's good.
Oh, that sounds like a blast.
It is. It's going to be fun. First time in China, and it's my first time in the US here, actually, as well. So it's been a busy couple of months. Good fun, though. Great.
Well, let's have a little fun with some Miles Davis.
Yeah, sure. So this is So What by Miles Davis off his very important landmark album, A Kind of Blue. Thank you.
So What, music of Miles Davis performed on the harp by Benjamin Crichton Griffiths. Thank you so much for coming in and, well, and doing this live at Studio C. Good luck later this week at the Summer Harp Academy in Louisville. And, of course, have a great time at the World Harp Congress in Hong Kong. And glad that you came by Nashville on your way.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been great.
And you've got an album coming out soon, I understand.
I just released it. It's called One Man Band. It's all sort of jazz stuff. It's a mix. There's some trad stuff. There's some electronic, some more modern things. And it's One Man Band because it's all me playing it. I play on harp, piano, synth, all sorts. So that is out and available online. If anyone wants to find out more, they can just type my name into Google. And I'm quite easy to find these days. So.
All right. Well, Benjamin Crichton Griffiths, again, thank you so much for coming in for this varied program with gypsy jazz, Miles Davis, some traditional Welsh harp tunes, and some Debussy live in Studio C on Classical 91.1. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Up next week, we'll have students from the Tennessee Governor's School for the Arts live in Studio C.